Top stories this hour. New footage from Bahrain shows a mosque has been destroyed in Saudi forces' attack in the northern town of Bukhwa. Some pages of the Holy Quran were burned and buried under the debris. The opposition says it has evidence of Saudi troops' involvement in brutal operations against protesters. At least five people have been killed in a firefight in the Yemeni capital Sana'a. Security and military sources say another four were also injured in clashes between troops that have joined the anti-government protesters and tribesmen loyal to President Ali Abdullah Saleh. Two soldiers are among the dead. NATO warplanes are carrying on with their airstrikes in Libya. The Western military alliance has launched fresh attacks on Gaddafi troops near the eastern oil town of Brega. Meanwhile, revolutionary forces have rejected any solution that would keep any of Gaddafi's sons in power. Reports had it that one of Gaddafi's sons will take over from his father. At least six civilians have been killed in northern Afghanistan by US-led foreign forces. They lost their lives in a NATO raid on a house in Syed district, northwest of Saripur province. The provincial governor says four others have been abducted by foreign forces. Japan says it's found radioactive substances 7 million times the legal limit in seawater near Fukushima's power plant. The plant's operator says the figure dropped to 5 million times on Monday. The government is considering imposing radioactivity restrictions on seafood after contaminated fish was found south of the damaged reactors. The African Union says the Ivory Coast's incumbent president, Laurent Gbagbo, has been discussing his departure with Mauritania's president. Gbagbo's spokesman also says he's negotiating the terms of his exit. The French Prime Minister has said two Ivorian generals are involved in negotiating Gbagbo's surrender. Over 100 Saudi literacy campaign teachers have held a rally in front of the Ministry of Civil Services in the capital Riyadh. The teachers asked for full-time employment. Similar gatherings were organized in several other cities like Taif and Tabuk. And a young Palestinian man has been shot dead by Israeli forces in northern Gaza Strip. Palestinian medics say ambulances were prevented from reaching the scene of the attack. 16 Palestinians have been killed since last month.
Bahrain is home to our Central Command's naval forces.
يضربونا به احنا حيوانات يعني